Blog Talk Radio.
Today and very, very informative time today. Welcome everybody to this edition of Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila. Hi Tasila, how are you today?
I'm doing very good. I'm so excited about the show. I want to say hi to all our friends and family from all over the world. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We have people in Germany listening. I want to say hi to Penny if she's over there listening tonight. We have people in Pakistan. Yeah. And we have people everywhere. We want to say hello and welcome. We're all one family. And I just want to say a little something before we get started, because this is going to be so good tonight. You guys get your pencil, get your paper, and take notes, because tonight is going to be extremely informative, and we're going to hit on a lot of things. We're going to talk about a lot of things, and call somebody. Let them know we're here. We're on tonight, and we're bringing it. And also, do some interceding for us while we're talking. So, bind all retaliating spirits in the name of Jesus, and just pray that the word of God will go forth. I got to tell them about your book. I got to tell them about Pastor T's book, He Wrote Who Is God, Unveiling the Mystery. It's a blessing to a lot of people, and you guys can go on Amazon and put in Pastor T. Meyer McKay, D-I-E-M-E-Y-E-R, and look for Who Is God, Unveiling the Mystery. And we just really basically did it at cost. There's not really any profit, much profit on it at all. It's just a matter of getting the word of God out. And, you know, we're following the scriptures in the Bible. And you guys, I'll tell you, you will super be blessed by it. It'll bring you in the presence of the Lord, that's for sure. Give you a jumpstart in the Lord. So they need to call all our friends, right? And get them on.
Yes, they need to pick up the phone right now and call your friends. You really need to get in touch with somebody real quick, because they can't miss tonight's message. Okay, it's the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. Call your family and friends. Tell them to dial in right now. Or you can just click on the picture or the link on Facebook to listen from your computer tonight and all this week. Or just click on the link wherever you see the post for this particular show, okay? And you can just listen to it from your computer. But you can listen to it from your computer on Facebook tonight and all this week, okay? So dial in, 646-668-8537.
What do they have to do to listen to it?
Or just go to, oh, okay, just go to my Facebook page. Be my friend. Facebook me and friend me, okay? My Facebook page is kind of open for you guys, so you can always go to T. Meyer McCain. That's all it is. And just go on in there and you look for the post for this particular program tonight and click on it. And then you can listen from your computer or just dial in, 646-668-8537. Come and visit us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. We're located in Upland, California, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Come and visit us. Our services start at 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, and you don't want to miss it because we have a great time, and the Spirit of the Lord has never failed us yet. He's always there. And you will be blessed. You will wax stronger in the Spirit. You'll grow. Okay, so come on and love on the Lord with us as he loves on us. All right, every Sunday at 1:30 p.m., Upland, California. Okay, all right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Listen, you guys stay right there. We will be right back. Stay there. Don't go away.
We got the power.
Oh,
You are listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk with T. Meyer and Tasila.
And
well,
I
wait a minute, what is this?
Say, it's
Go
something
ahead.
I want to say. I want to say
Go
for
ahead.
The glory of Jesus, we do all that we do in this hour only for the bringing of the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the love
yes,
of God,
indeed.
That's the motive.
Yes.
That's the whole theme, is to bring glory to the King. And
right.
the love, and out of love for him, is nothing else that matters, is that all of us glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And on that note, listen to this. Well, we all know what that means. It means we're going to get started with our message for tonight. And what will our message be for tonight? I'll tell you what our message is for tonight. It's spiritual wickedness in high places. What do you think about that, Pastor Tasila? Spiritual wickedness.
I think an unveiling is about to take place, and I think you guys need to start praying and ask God to bind our retaliating spirits so that the word of God could go forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So hold on to your hats and buckle your seatbelts, because we're getting ready to go on a journey right here. And I pray, Father God, that the eyes and the hearts and the minds of the people listening tonight are open to receive of what you're trying to tell us, what you're showing us, unveiling things to us, Lord, so that we can know our place in this hour and our stand, Lord, and choose our side in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Have you ever found yourself being in conflict with a person because they know that you are a Christian, for one thing, and you know that you really didn't do anything wrong to that person, but the person is persistent in causing you harm? The person either wants to physically fight you or set you up so that he or she can sue you and will not back off and not let up. That's when you know that you are not actually fighting with that particular person, but with the spirit that is influencing, controlling, and driving that person to do evil against you. Many of us, true Christians, all of you, many of us that's listening on this line right now, that's on the line right now, we often forget that we're dealing with spirits when we come into conflict with people. We're dealing with demons. Therefore, we take matters into our own hands and handle things in the natural because we forget we're dealing with spirits, and then we often make things worse. You know, that's just things that we do. We have to keep in mind that the person that's in front of you isn't always who you're dealing with. It's the spirit that's in them. Also, keep in mind that if you find yourself fighting against corporations, businesses, government agencies, through the court system, and they are bullying you and being totally illegal, unfair, and evil toward you, when you've done nothing wrong, you haven't broken any laws or cheated them in any way, but they seem to have found a reason to attack you, even making up what they call a legal reason to come after you. People, you are dealing with demons controlling these organizations. The demons know your stand with the Lord. Therefore, they want to discredit you, ruin your reputation, embarrass you, cause a hardship on you and your family financially. If things like this happens to you, you should always remember this scripture in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, I've heard people say, well, you know, Christians always say everything is a demon. Everything is not a demon. Well, that's exactly what the demons want you to believe. Just keep in mind, when you go to the root behind every ungodly deed or work of ungodly men and organizations, you will find a demon or demons controlling the situation, even in your own body. Understand that. It's you, you know, it's not saying that you're possessed by a demon, but a demon is influencing you and making subliminal suggestions, and you think they're your own thoughts, so you go with it. It is a demon behind the root of every evil work. Understand that. And then there are people who are literally possessed. You see, when a person is possessed, they are in heavy bondage. And they can't break free. No matter how much they may want to be free, they can't break free. They are a slave to the sin. They are overtaken, driven with a sin. That's when you know a person is possessed. Some are possessed and don't even know it. They just love their lifestyle and don't want to give up the sin. That's a possession also. All of this is spiritual wickedness in high places. High places in the spiritual realm, you know, the second heaven where many demons dwell. They even dwell under the earth as well. It is spiritual wickedness in the leadership of this world. And demons are at the root of it all. When we say spiritual wickedness in high places, we're talking about the high levels in the demonic realm as well as the leadership of this world. People leading the world. It's in both the natural and the spirit realm. What are demons? Well, I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I'll sum it up like this. Demons are disembodied spirits, evil, lying, deceptive spirits that's looking for a body to dwell in or control in some way, to make that person do the will of their master, Satan. Because these demons, these evil spirits, are in subjection to Satan. Whether they want to be or not, they're in subjection to Satan, and they cause you to do Satan's will. Christians, understand this. We are in a warfare in this hour, and the battle is raging daily. Keep in mind that no man goes to war without counting the cost. We must see and know who we are going up against. We have to know who we are going up against and how demons work in our country, in our cities, our states, and in our neighborhoods, and even in your homes, and in society as a whole. We as Christians must open our eyes to what's going on right up under our noses and in this world and get prepared to do battle for the Lord. We can't be ostriches and put our heads in the sand. We have to be aware. We have to be alert. We have to because one day we will have to face and fight against the plans and agendas of Satan and ungodly people. We fight against the desires of society, of secret societies, who are doing the will of Satan, societies which consist of the inner workings of governments all over the world, the Illuminati, which consist of billionaires, witches and warlocks, ungodly politicians, the media, internet, ungodly doctors and scientists, special hate groups, the World Bank, the LGBTQ community, and ungodly religions and religious leaders, which includes those who call themselves Christian leaders and prophets, those who disguise themselves as being holy. These governments and secret societies are powerful giants. They're very powerful. And they are operating in the demonic realm, and it seems as if they are gaining momentum with their evil motives upon this earth. People, you will be surprised of the things that happen, that's happening right now in darkness, in the dark realm with some of these leaders. You would be shocked. These are demons that are influencing and controlling secret societies. Like I said, the Illuminati, which is behind so many things in this world, along with other secret societies that are controlling the world at this point. They control everything. Like, for example, the entertainment industry, music, where they have their Illuminati superstars, people that you know, to cast spells on their audiences or have seances or do inappropriate, perverted things on stage. All of this is accepted by them. They control the movie industry, theater, and television programs where they have their satanic rituals on award shows like the Grammys. They control the sport industry and also the porn industry, making trillions of dollars. Demons control science by controlling the weather. That's right, I said it, controlling the weather. You can't tell if these tornadoes, tsunamis, and hurricanes are natural disasters or man-made disasters. I even question this latest storm that we just had. Science is also mixing the DNA of animals and humans and different species of animals with other species of animals, which is what they were doing during the days of Noah, during Noah's time. That's one of the reasons why the Lord brought a flood. He killed these animals because they were defiled. They were mixed, and God only allowed certain animals of God's choosing to go into the ark with Noah. Demons control technology, you know, AI, artificial intelligence, which is a mixture of machine and people. You know, iron and clay. Everything is computer-operated machines. We are going to find ourselves being replaced by machines and sophisticated robots in our banks and on our jobs, in our stores and restaurants, if we're not careful. And also through technology, they are creating more cyber wars and weapons of war. Get ready for chips to be placed within us. Yeah, you're probably saying, yeah, I heard that. They've been talking about this chip. Yeah, well, they're doing it. That's exactly what they're doing right now. And they'll get to the place where they will offer people $2,000 a month for the rest of their lives in order to allow them to put this chip in you. They're going to try to bribe you like that first. Just think of the number of people who will jump at this when they see their homes are taken away from them and food is not ready available for them and other needs they can't get. The chip, they will jump at the chance of having that chip because with that chip they can get the things that they need. The chip is for tracking you and to punish you if you get out of hand. Which is why we have 5G and all these 5G towers that they're using. You notice that everywhere in every city, 5G towers and 6G, you know, and it's going to go on, which can be used. All of that can be used as a weapon against you through your telephones and other electrical devices. This is all in the making right now while I'm talking to you. Demons use witchcraft. They use drugs, pharmakia, which is harmful medicines or poisonous herbs. It's drugs, dangerous drugs, poisonous potions, magic potions. You know, you always hear about witches and their magic potion and all that. That's what they do. It's just more sophisticated now. It's part of our pharmaceutical industry because it's money. Demons control the medical industry as well by creating deadly viruses, like the coronavirus, for example, which, by the way, they're trying to come back around with another round of the coronavirus again. You know, it's a man-made virus, and a lot of people know that, and I hope you know that. It is a man-made virus. and many, many other viruses throughout the years that they've come up with. They come up with all of these different viruses and deadly diseases all throughout the years, including AIDS and all that. You can go all the way back. It's all of that man-made. And then they come up with expensive antidotes. Like, for example, the COVID vaccine. They really want you to take that COVID vaccine because it's money. And many other antidotes for other viruses that they've created throughout the years. The COVID vaccine is the antidote that they will try to force all of us to take. Why? Money. It's all for the money. It's for power and control. All of this can also be used as a weapon of war. It's terrorism directly from governments to you. But it is mostly for controlling the population at this point. It's trying to stop the population of the world, stop it from growing, you know, with medicines, both legal from your doctors, you know, that they know, these doctors, they know that their patients are using this not according to their to the doctor's prescription. A lot of their patients are overtaking these drugs that the doctors are handing out, and the doctors know it, but they keep handing it out like candy, which allows people to overtake the drugs, causing addictions and more sicknesses, or from dispensaries. Now all of a sudden there's dispensaries everywhere, and rich people investing in it and all of that. And illegal drugs on the street. Oh, yeah, they have to keep the drugs on the street, the illegal drugs. All of it is for to keep people, Christians, our nation, addicted and in bondage. This even includes alcohol, which is also a drug. All of these drugs, no matter how it comes to you, through creams, snorting drugs in powder form, gummies, marijuana that's laced or cut with who knows what, also with needles for shooting up, with pills and in liquid form. It's for to weaken our nation. It weakens the church. I'm sad to say that, but it weakens the church because there are many in the church in bondage to these drugs. Many in our church. Not just in the congregation, but the pastors also, and evangelists and people, and ministers of music, and those that call themselves prophets, all of them. It keeps many in a false state of mind. And that's what Satan wants, to keep the church in a false state of mind. Demons can easily take control over the mind of a person, a people, and a nation, by trying to have everyone using these drugs in some way. All of this is against the word of God, because God's word tells us to be sober. Be sober. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, he says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And he's looking to devour you, the church. In Leviticus 10, verse 9, do not drink wine nor strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, when you go to church, lest ye die. This is what the Lord is saying. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations. The Lord is saying, don't come to church high or drunk. That goes for all Christians, leaders, congregations, your pastors, deacons, everybody, ministers of music, anybody. Don't go to church drunk. Demons influence and controls the governments all over the world, creating ungodly laws. Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of times. That's 3.5 years. This government will persecute God's people in this hour, but only until Christ comes and gives us the kingdom forever and ever. Praise his holy name. But until then, they will continue to create laws that will totally take control over our children. That's something when the government can actually take your child. Laws that states that if your child, let's say a little boy, for example, decides that he wants to be a little girl and you don't allow it, they can take that child away from you. How can you allow a young kid to make a life-changing decision like that? By the time the child is in junior high, his mind will totally change. They are creating laws that will allow a full-grown man to marry a 14-year-old girl. Now, you might say, well, they do that in other countries. Yeah, they do that in other countries, but listen, it's still a 14-year-old girl. Her mind isn't totally developed yet. Her body isn't even finished developing. They also have laws that would allow you to marry your pets. Yep, I didn't stutter. These type of laws are in the making right now. What kind of mind is this government? All of this is in the making right now as I speak. You can marry your rooster if that's your pet, your pig. Also in California, they are pushing laws that says a person don't have to serve jail time if they commit a crime, just as long as they didn't do bodily harm to you. So I can rob you, but as long as I didn't do any bodily harm to you, I don't have to serve any jail time. Oh, they may arrest me, but they won't allow me to serve any jail time because the law says I didn't do any bodily harm. So I can get away with it. And also, people can go inside of a store, let's say a jewelry store, and trash the place, not just a jewelry store, but any store, and trash the place and take whatever they want as long as it doesn't exceed $950. This is the law that's in the making right now. They can get away with it. And there's nothing you can do if you own the store or whatever. There's nothing you can do about it. They are actually moving toward a lawless society, so that these ungodly governments can move in with their one world government, which they call a reset. When everything gets out of hand, then they come, you know, to save the day, like Mighty Mouse. Here I come to save the day. You know, you remember that. They come to save the day. And how many people wouldn't jump on that if they see that their economy is messed up? They can't get any food, they can't pay any bills, they can't get any gas, they get no clothing for their backs, for their children. Yes, they're going to jump at the government when they say, here it is, we're here with a solution, a chip, do things our way. Demons are influencing and controlling churches. Demons have made a seat for Satan in many churches. And a lot of you know this. A lot of you out there, you know this. Demons have a seat in many churches, big churches, powerful churches, many denominations, and giving power to big churches and powerful church organizations. Satan has his messengers in the church, and some are behind the pulpit. He dangles success, dangles money and power in front of them, and political influence in front of them. And these people jump at it. Satan is raising up false prophets and allowing witches, Jesuits, and Satanists within the church. These spirits continually feed these greedy and perverted pastors who are continually shearing the sheep. Now, I'm saying the greedy and perverted pastors. I'm not talking about all pastors, because I have some very good friends, some real brothers in the Lord that are pastors and leaders, and they love the Lord, and they are nowhere near what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones that's robbing the congregation and causing many in their congregation to fall. There's actually a group of so-called pastors who have a club, and in order to join their club, a pastor will have to sleep with a prostitute. Then he can join their club, because you can't tell on them and they can't tell on you. So they got something on this pastor and the pastor got something on them, so they just keep quiet and enjoy their little club. This is happening. I'm not making this up. This is happening. Also, lying and deceiving evangelists who lift themselves up to be admired, praised, and even worshipped, and dark spiritualists who call themselves Christians but not really associated with any church, but they are only for profit. They charge you to tell your future with their divinations, and many Christians have fallen into their spell. Many have. There are so many other Christians and Christian leaders who associate themselves with and has joined forces with different satanic groups and organizations like the Masons and many others that are full of witches and warlocks, deceiving the people and doing the will of Satan. And many of God's people have been caught up in their deception, many of them. Satan controls all non-Christian religions, religious organizations also, which includes witchcraft in its many, many forms. Witchcraft comes in many forms, like Wicca, voodoo, witch doctors, and groups like the Bilderberg Group, Council of Churches, the Illuminati, Catholicism, which many of these societies and organizations were started by Satan himself, or influenced by Satan in order to move certain people to start these organizations, especially non-Christian and pagan religions all throughout the years all over the world. All of this is for the purpose of assisting governments to move forward with a one-world religion, putting all religions in one pot and call it love or humanism. This is deception. It is deception. And we cannot be mixed with these other religions. We cannot be mixed with these other religions because it is written that we Christians should not be unequally yoked. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 16. Be you not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship have righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? And what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. I want you guys to hold on, because I'm going to take a break and let you guys kind of listen or let you guys kind of meditate on what I've told you so far. I know it's a lot of information, and I want you guys to be able to grasp it, to get it in, you know, and to understand what's being said here. And then we'll come back, and I'm going to share with you the demons that we are dealing with in this hour, the spirits that we are dealing with in this hour. Stay there. Don't go away. Lord,
something in my eyes. Never did I come to realize. No matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last.
To Christian Talk, and we're continuing with spiritual wickedness in high places. Here are some of the spirits, these are just a few that I'm naming, that we will be dealing with in this hour, and most of them are ancient spirits still operating today. Spirits like the marine spirit and the spirit of Leviathan, and these spirits grasp the minds of people like an octopus, causing them to turn from the word of God or not being able to truly hear and obey the word of God. This is what Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? He's saying, who hath bewitched you? This Leviathan spirit, this marine spirit, Also the spirit of Ahab, which is a compromising spirit. Many in the church are too compromising in this hour. They have allowed themselves to think like the world. When it's written in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Here's another spirit, the Jezebel spirit, which goes all the way back to the ancient Babylonian spirit of Semiramis, a powerful witch who remained a witch until the day she died. She started the sacrificing of babies to their gods, passing them through the fire. It is the killing of babies, and this demonic spirit still roams this earth and shows itself in many different ways, by abortions, killing kids during drive-by shootings, demon-possessed people who beat and kill their own babies. Semiramis also created crucifying people. It is what she used as a punishment for those who disobeyed her laws. This Semiramis Jezebel spirit has taken control of nations and leaders. This is witchcraft to the highest degree, because this spirit is a controlling and a manipulating spirit. Keep in mind that God hates witchcraft. He hates it. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 through 12. "Let no one be found among you, his people, who sacrifices their son or daughter in the fire." And believe me, that's still happening today in some of these witchcraft, rituals in witchcraft. It's still happening in Satanism. It's still happening today. Who practice, as a matter of fact, some people even get pregnant just so they can offer their child to Satan. He says, "Let there be none among you who practice divination or sorcery, interprets omens, engages in witchcraft, or casts spells, or who is a medium or spiritist, or who consults the dead." That's necromancy. And that is not allowed. Stop talking to dead people. "Anyone who does these things is detestable to the Lord, because these same detestable practices, the Lord your God will drive out those nations before you." God is going to drive out those demon spirits and those who obey these spirits, those who are controlled by these spirits. He's going to drive them all out. Jezebel continued many of the practices of Semiramis. Jezebel was the first great instigator of persecution against the saints of God. This spirit will be destroyed just as Jezebel herself was destroyed. It was prophesied that she would be killed and eaten by dogs, and that's exactly what happened. She was killed by dogs. There's so much more we can say concerning Jezebel, Semiramis, and the spirit of Jezebel, but we don't have time, so we'll keep going. Just keep in mind that these spirits will have their part in the lake of fire. The Ashtaroth spirit, which is a spirit of high-level perversion. This is the same spirit that is controlling the LGBTQ community today, which is also a form of witchcraft. They do exactly the same thing that witches do, and that's go after our youth, our children, trying to make our youth like them. They have a strong voice in the media, in government, education, and in politics, in so much that they influenced a president to shine lights of a rainbow on the White House. LGBTQ uses the rainbow as their symbol, a sign that was given to Noah in his time. It was the Lord telling Noah that he will never destroy the earth by a flood again, and he sealed it with the sign of a rainbow. But the LGBTQ is using this sign for a sinful act, and then they flaunt their wicked ways all over the cities trying to convert society and this entire country to their perverted ways. And then this perverted Ashtaroth spirit make people sell children. and very powerful, rich, perverted people, which includes many superstars that you know very well in movies and the music and in the music industry also, political figures, religious leaders, and filthy rich and powerful people, even royalty in other countries, become customers customers for the people who sell these kids for money, big money. Just imagine this. Just imagine it. People just come and take your children. They kidnap them, actually steal your children, and then sell them to the highest bidder or rent them for a weekend. This is happening. They are making millions out of prostituting our children, our sons and daughters. I would encourage you to watch the movie called The Sound of Freedom. It's based on a true story, and it will open your eyes to what is exactly going on right now, what's happening right now to many children all over the world. This is a sin, an abomination in the sight of the Lord, because it's written in Leviticus 19, verse 29, "Do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness." These spirits and ungodly people are going against the word of the Lord, which is why this country has fallen into whoredom and the land has become wicked. This LGBTQ community wants to turn this nation into another Sodom and Gomorrah. And of course, you know how that ended. It is a perverted spirit that's growing like a cancer in America. And our leaders are assisting other perverted nations in trying to spread same-sex marriages all over the world. Two American presidents tried to force Africa to accept same-sex marriages, but when Africa refused them, those two presidents sanctioned that country. Our government even sent our female vice president to talk them into having same-sex marriages, but still, Africa refused them. Why is it so important for Africa to have same-sex marriages to the place that America would sanction that whole country, causing that nation, men, women, and children, to starve and not receive medical help? Don't they understand that the homosexual and lesbian spirits are against the word of God, as it is written in Romans chapter 1, verse 26, and 27. "For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meet." In other words, they're going to pay for this if they don't repent. This spirit of Ashtaroth is a homosexual spirit. Ashtaroth commanded her priests to dress up like women and parade around the city. That's where we got that. That's where, you know, that's where they get that that gay pride parade. You see men dressed as women and flaunting themselves around the city, and they do it the same month that Ashtaroth had her priest to do it hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Ashtaroth also commanded her priest to cut off their private parts so that they can be transgender. It is the same spirit that is in operation today. It is an abomination in the sight of God. Deuteronomy 23, verse 1, the English Standard Version gives a real good picture of this scripture. "No one whose testicles are crushed or whose male organ is cut off shall enter the assembly of the Lord." Can't get any plainer than that. You will not enter God's presence and be a part of his church. That's why I say to all Christians, just in case you didn't know it, homosexuality, lesbianism, and transgenderism is an abomination in the sight of God. And if you're supporting their lifestyle, and I mean supporting it, then you are partakers of their sin. Keep in mind that homosexuality is fornication, and fornication is intercourse without being married, but it is also any kind of illicit intercourse, homosexuality, lesbianism, or bestiality. Other kind of intercourse that you can think of that's against the word of God. This is what the Lord says about fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 through 20. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And this is the punishment for fornicators, which are homosexuals and other whoremongers. All of it's in the same pot. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, homosexuality is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. They are all in the same category as murderers and witches. If you are wicked like this, then you will never enter into the kingdom realm of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who submit to or perform homosexual acts. Understand this. There are no homosexuals or lesbians in heaven. And no matter how you go to church, you can't change that. If you go into church being a lesbian or a homosexual and your pastor is allowing this, repent of your homosexual lifestyle and truly turn to God. Then you will be accepted. I would like to continue on because there's other spirits as well, but time is running out. So I'm going to stop right here and thank you guys for tuning in. There's so much more to this. You can hear more if you go to hsbn.tv and listen to that. I do a part one and a part two on this same subject. So you can listen to and receive a little bit more on that, okay, if you want to hear more on HSBN. You can go to YouTube and look for The Message of Life with Pastor T. Meyer and Tasila. And then you can look for this particular message. And I hope it's a blessing to you. I hope it opened your eyes. And I'm just getting ready. I'm just going to say thank you for tuning in. We'll be here next week. You want to say bye, Pastor Tasila?
Oh, yeah. I want to tell everybody thank you for tuning in. God bless you. And we all must sound the alarm and make a standard in the earth as Christians. And not just be silent, but speak up for the Lord out of love. In Jesus' name, love you. See you guys next week.
Love you guys. Love you guys so much. Do something nice for each other and for others, even strangers. In the name of Jesus, be givers and glorify his holy name. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.